Sustainability may mean a lot of things to a lot of people, but to Lauren Scott Turley, it is a matter of personal beliefs and choices.
To me, I think at the end of the day, it's kind of paying it forward. Is what should we be doing today to be sure that the generations that follow us have a safe environment to grow up in and live their lives? So to me, it's kind of a personal thing. Is we owe it to the people that are going to come after us. Leaving is to the best we can, leaving it a better place than kind of when we found it. So,
as the Director of Utilities Operations and Maintenance for University of Arkansas, Scott says efforts are already being made to make the campus energy efficient and hence sustainable. For instance, the university is currently in the process of wrapping up an energy services performance contract.
This is a contractor who specializes in energy conservation technology, focusing on water conservation projects, low-flow toilets, low-flow showers and housing, lighting technologies. And then the last will be some modifications to the HVAC systems, the heating and cooling systems on campus, primarily doing two things. One is scheduling temperature settings in those rooms, so that during hours when folks are not in the buildings, the thermostats will set back to either higher or lower depending on the time of year. And the other is occupancy sensors. So if I'm not in my office for some number of minutes, the system will know that, and then it'll either turn the lights out and maybe set the thermostat up or down, to, again, depending on time of year.
Scott says a number of progressive measures have been taken within the utility system too. A large heat pump has been installed to move energy from one place to another with 100% efficiency. Another effort has been the installation of 6 new modular boilers in addition to the large boilers that were installed in 1974.
2 years ago, we completed a project that put in 6 small modular boilers. So we use steam to heat the campus. And so these small boilers are much faster to react, so they can turn on and off a lot more quickly than the old style boilers. So we can match our heating load much better. So that saves energy, and they're just more efficient than the older boilers that we had.
According to Scott, an important concern is improving the energy efficiency of the older buildings on campus. The structures are wasteful of energy due to a number of factors.
Certainly just the age of the buildings on campus. They're very sound buildings, very well-built buildings, but just the technologies have progressed substantially since then. The ability to control the temperature and the systems in the buildings. A lot of those older buildings, they either heated or cooled. They wouldn't do both at the same time. And they weren't very good at switching back and forth. Window technology is something that's come just light years since, even in the last few decades, of being able to build windows that are very energy efficient. And so older buildings typically didn't have that.
The chemistry building, built in 1926, was recently renovated using new temperature control and window technologies. Next on the list are Vol Walker and Ozark Halls. The university now requires all major renovation projects, as well as new constructions, to be LEAD, that is, LEED certified.
LEED is part of the USGBC, the United States Green Building Council, and it's a rating system that talks about how green, how energy efficient, sustainable a building project can be. And so you get points for various things: water conservation, energy conservation, how you dispose of and use construction materials when you build the building. So it covers a lot of different things. And the university actually, about 6 years ago, adopted that as LEED certified as kind of our basic building design, which is, I think, another statement on the behalf of the university that we're committed, you know, to doing the right thing, and both from a cost conscious standpoint as well as energy and sustainability.
The university spends about $12 million annually on utilities. 40% of that budget is spent on natural gas to heat the campus. Another 40% is spent on electricity for lighting and air conditioning, and the rest is spent on water and sewer. Scott explains that the use of new technologies in renovating or constructing buildings has a major impact on the university's savings.
Implementation of all of these projects is expected to cut our energy consumption by about a third. So it's a very major major impact. The way a performance contract works is you finance those improvements with the money you save on the utilities. So it's a way that we can do a lot of good things for the campus, but it doesn't really take any more operating funds or capital funds that we would have otherwise been spending anyway. So it's kind of a win-win situation.
However, a number of electrical devices consume energy even when they're not being used.
I heard a statistic that the kind of average student that comes to campus now has 15 things with them that plug in. And most of those things, whether they're on or not, are consuming electricity if they're plugged in. And so one of the things that's easy to do is to try and put as many of those things like on a power strip as you can, so that if you leave for the day and you're not using the charger or whatever, you can kind of turn them all off.
Scott says students, staff, and faculty can also help save energy in several ways, such as switching the lights off when leaving office or class and having patience while utilities management establishes fixed schedules to heat and cool campus buildings. With support from the university community, the U of A hopes to cut down its energy consumption by a third. There are other goals, too, that the university has in mind.
The campus has committed itself to a goal of carbon neutrality, and that's all in as part of the campus sustainability effort. And so certainly the utility operation that I work with has a major part in that. It's a big challenge. We use a lot of electricity, and most of our electricity here on campus comes from coal, which we really don't have control over. And so from a carbon footprint perspective, that's going to be a tough hill to climb, but the first and best thing we can do is not use it in the first place. And so that's why I think the efforts we're making to reduce our energy consumption is really the first and best use of our efforts. So,
for Ozarks at Large, this is Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.